Welcome to another inspirational message from Gateway Life Church. We're so glad that you've joined us and trust that this podcast will be a blessing to you.
God bless you, church. We love you. We're so grateful that you're joining us today. And I just want to invite right now Pastor Jason to come and bring the word of God to us. Be ready, be willing to receive in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
No social distancing here, sister. Isn't she wonderful? God bless you so much, honey. I love you. Praise God. Hey, my Gateway Online fam, how are you? I trust that you're well. Hey, before we get into it today, I'm going to do something a little bit random and unpredictable. And I want to invite very, very quickly the guy who is behind the camera right now to the platform. Why don't you come up, Olivier? And the reason why I'm saying Olivier is because, Greg Hutchinson and myself were calling him Oliver for so long. And Greg said to me the other week, he said, oh, I actually noticed that his name is Olivier. And I said, well, that is outstanding. What a lovely, lovely name. Is it French? It is French. I thought so because I'm 3% French. And because I did my sister purchased me the ancestry.com, DNA test. And it come back that I'm 3% French. I don't know why I started talking a little bit weird. This happens when I bring out the French part of me. So come here, Olivier. Thank you so much for all that you do. God bless you so much. Do you want to say a quick hello to all of our Gateway Online family? Why don't you just say a quick hi?
Oh, hello to everyone. hello to our Gateway Online team.
Mm.
Yeah, Asante. I'm happy to be here. Asante sana.
Yeah. We're happy to have you. Hey, before you go, and I just want to get all our Gateway Online fam, why don't you grab your phones and your cameras, whatever. Why don't you take a selfie of the screen of me taking a selfie with Olivier? It's like the movie Inception. It's like a selfie within a selfie, a picture within a picture. So I'll give you just a couple of seconds to... I'm just laughing. Our online team are doing it. So grab your cameras real quick. Come on, jump to it. If that's what you want to do, take a selfie of the screen of Olivier and myself taking a selfie. Fantastic. Olivier, God bless you so much. I love you, brother. You are awesome. Thank you, man. You're one of the best. Okay, well, I just want to give just a praise report. We thank God for praise reports. And if you've got a praise report, please let us know. There's so many coming through, and I plan on reading just another one or two this Wednesday night at our leadership development night. And the following praise report is from Nanette. And she writes, "Hi, Pastor Jason. I just want you and the church to know that you are a constant inspiration to me and have strengthened my resolve with my walk with Christ. When you cautioned us not to make a decision because seasons always change, and with the change comes with it another set of emotions, she says that inspired her a lot. I had to turn around and look at my situation on a different perspective." She also writes that your wife, Pastor Trina, was also an inspiration to me. When one Sunday she said that she wanted to sing the song, "I Surrender, Lord," because she felt that it touched her heart. It was as if she was talking directly to me, because early that morning, during my quiet time with God, I surrendered everything to Him because I couldn't handle it anymore. God showed me through Pastor Trina that He began His work, and it was a big revelation to me that He will never fail us if we put our complete trust on Him. The guy who also shared communion that day about the mountains and valleys also spoke directly to me. And little FYI, that was Lee Grundy. It reminded me that God is always with us, whether during the highs and the lows of our lives. He is constant and steadfast. Yes, every time I watch the service, it makes me feel that the Holy Spirit is ever present in our lives, and I thank you for that. I just want to say thank you to you, Nanette, and for your praise report, and to all of those who make Gateway Online happen. Well, I want to say happy Pentecost Sunday, and happy birthday to the church worldwide. Never before do we need such an outpouring of the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit across our world. And I believe that even the season of Pentecost Sunday is very significant. There are crazy things happening around our world. And personally speaking, I don't like to take too much notice of the news, but there are some things that you just can't help avoid. For example, the tragic incident and murder of George Floyd in Minneapolis, and just what's going on around the world. The world is going crazy. There are crazy things happening all over our world. Even talking to a pastor in India, Pastor Andrew, he was telling me just recently how there's not just the COVID-19 restrictions that are getting greater and greater, but there is a locust plague happening there of biblical proportions, severe superstorms and cyclones. We look at what's happening in China, obviously America and other parts of the world. Surely things are heating up, and Jesus, because he loves us so much, told us well in advance that these things would happen. I believe that he told us not because that he's behind them. Let's remember that Jesus and God is not behind COVID-19. He's not behind the crazy things that are happening across our world. These are the results of the free will of man choosing evil over good. But Jesus said that these signs would take place and then the end would come. He told us this because he loves us and he's warning us that this is really a time not to go astray. It's a time to draw near and a time to lean into the things of God. In the book of James, chapter 4, verse 8, James tells us that when we draw near to him, he draws near to us. In case you're unaware, Pentecost Sunday is celebrated on the 49th day or the seventh Sunday after the resurrection of Jesus, and it commemorates the descent of the Holy Spirit upon 120 disciples found in Acts. This story is found in Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 4. Let's take a look at that now, and we read, "When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit of God gave them utterance." You know, I'll never forget the day that I personally got filled and baptized with the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues. It was on July 21, 1989. And, I remember being in prayer meetings and I would listen to other people around me speaking in tongues. And I actually wasn't weirded out by it. I actually knew that it was a gift of God, even though I didn't have that particular gift. And there was a time there where I would try and mimic speaking in tongues and, you know, under my breath, I would again try and mimic what was happening around me with, like, you know, yabba dabba doo, she came on a Honda, things like that. Trying to just work out this gibberish. But then God gave me faith, a gift of faith, to ask for the Holy Spirit. And so I came forward one night and asked for the baptism in the Holy Ghost. And can I just say that as soon as I asked, because I was hungry and thirsty for the things of God, God filled me like that. I actually went down under the power of the Holy Spirit, something that had never happened to me before. That is certainly not something that I would want to try and make happen if God weren't doing it. But it happened for me, and it was very, very powerful. I just feel to say right there that the moment any single one of us turn our affections and our hunger and our desire to our Creator, to God, our loving Heavenly Father, and ask Him for things in faith, there's no delay when it comes to the filling of the things of God, the touch of God. And so I just felt to encourage someone out there. It doesn't matter where you're at. Perhaps you feel double-minded today. Perhaps you're despairing, you're discouraged. You're just wrestling with doubts for the future. Can I just say, don't worry. Don't worry, because we serve a God who's faithful and loving, even when we're faithless. And so here we have the birth of the church. You know, Pentecost Sunday, to paraphrase it, is to also say happy birthday to the global church. In this particular story, in Acts chapter 2, we have the birth of the church, which was the result of, number one, the disciples obeying Jesus' command and promise to wait for the Holy Spirit. That's number one. Number two, the disciples were in one accord and were in unity. That's number two. And number three, the Holy Spirit descended upon each one and baptized them with divine heavenly power and fire. And I just want to say, this Wednesday night, as my wife, Pastor Trina, already said, don't miss our leadership development night, 7:30 this Wednesday night. Why? Well, not only are we going to gather and have a time of worship, but I'm going to show you the most powerful message that I've personally ever heard on the subject of unity. It's a message from Pastor Mark Verghese, who pastors Kingdom City Church, a great church doing great things all around the world. And I also want to give credit to Enjoy Church for allowing us to play this video. It's the best and the greatest message I've ever heard on the subject of unity, so you don't want to miss it. So let's begin today by answering the question, who is the Holy Spirit? Because Pentecost Sunday is all about the outpouring and the promise of the Holy Ghost. Well, putting it simply, we have God the Father, we also have God the Son, and we also have God the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is the third person in the triune Godhead and is in divine relationship with the Father and the Son. In John chapter 14, verses 26 and 27, and in John chapter 16, verse 7, Jesus gives us just five of the many qualities of the Holy Spirit when he says, "But the Counselor," number one, "the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will," number two, "teach you all things," and number three, "remind you of everything that I have said to you." Jesus also said, "My peace I leave with you." The Holy Spirit is also known as the Spirit of Peace. In John chapter 16, verse 7, he also said, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go, for if I do not go away, the," number five, "Helper will not come to you." Can I just say, who would not want these things manifested in a very powerful and supernatural way in their lives? Who would not want a counselor? Who would not want to be taught about the things, you know, that you ought to know and be reminded of the things that Jesus has said? Who wouldn't want peace, and who wouldn't want help? These are just five of the reasons why we need to develop a relationship, an intimate and a close relationship with the Holy Spirit. We also see the Holy Spirit first at work in physical creation in only verse 2 of the whole of the Bible. Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 and 2 says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty, and darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters." The Spirit of God was hovering over what? That which was formless, empty, and dark. I believe that there are people listening to me right now, perhaps you're watching the replay, and there are certain areas that are either formless, you're feeling empty, or darkness is just over your mind. Well, I just want to declare right now that the Holy Spirit is also hovering over your life. And by the end of this broadcast, we're going to pray for every single person. And let me just say, Holy Spirit's going to move, if He's not already moving right now, and God's going to bless you. How God is going to bless you in a very profound way. And Jesus also credits the Holy Spirit as the source of His true power. In Luke chapter 4, verse 18, which Pastor Trina was quoting earlier, when he said, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives, and to release from darkness the prisoners." And so today, I want to talk about just two reasons to remember Pentecost Sunday, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the birth of the church. Number one, Pentecost gives us the power of the Holy Spirit. If a single word could be used to describe the events of Pentecost, it would be the word power. To a small group of despondent believers waiting in one place, which was known as the upper room, came the sound of hurricane-force winds and fire, which led to an unprecedented move of God that was too big not to be seen. And, you know, I really do believe that when the Holy Spirit does such a power-filled work in your life, that there ought to be evidence of that work that is seen by others. And Jesus put it this way in Matthew chapter 7, verse 16. He said, "You will know them by their fruits." And is it not a fair statement to say, if the presence and the power and the fire of God has surely filled a believer's life, then there ought to be evidence of such an infilling. And I'm talking about the kind of evidence that makes us all the more into the image of Jesus. Now, it's not to say that we don't have challenges, because we all do. It's not to say that there's not always something to overcome. It's not to say that sometimes we'll fall, because we will. But I'm talking about having an overcoming spirit. I'm talking about the things that, you know, once upon a time used to overcome us, no longer overcome us, because we have surrendered our lives, we have surrendered our will, we have surrendered our emotions and our feelings to Jesus. And that's what causes us to overcome. This is why John the Baptist said that Jesus, first of all, he said, "I must decrease." In other words, my ways, my thoughts, my meditations, my way of doing it. And Jesus must increase. In fact, if you want to take a little bit of an itinerary about just the fruit of the Holy Spirit in your life, then make a note and take a good look at Galatians chapter 5, because it talks about the fruit of the Holy Spirit and the fruits of darkness. But I just really believe, it's just my personal conviction, it's what I've observed throughout not just my ministry years, but my Christian years, that the God that we profess to believe in, the God that we profess to worship and to love, ought to lead us into becoming more like Him. And I just want to say that if your theology and your worship is not leading you to love the unlovable, to love and serve others by, to love and serve God by loving and serving others, get a new theology. And so powerlessness and fruitless Christianity is not a good testimony to the Lord. Making excuses as to why you're too busy for the things of God instead of making time for the things of God is not a good testimony to the Lord. And if you want to learn more about, you know, what it means to be a disciple, then again, take a note, write down Luke chapter 14, and you can learn about the parable of the great banquet and also the cost of being a disciple of Jesus. But I do want to encourage you not to despise the little things, the little signs, the tongues, if you like, of fire, the fire of God moving in your life, moving in your marriage, moving in your family, moving in your business, moving in your personal journey, moving in your education and in your ministry. Don't despise the little things. And this is why I often say you're doing better than you think. And could it be that most people are just focusing on this 5% window of things that haven't come to pass, or things that we don't like about our spouse, or things that we don't like about this or that or whatever? I want to encourage you to focus on the little thing. James chapter 3 verse 5 says, "See how a small spark sets a great forest ablaze." And I want to encourage you, come on, let me encourage you to be faithful in the small so that God will give you more. Point number two today, it's my last point. Pentecost gives us the power of God's promise. In Acts chapter 1, verses 4 to 5, it says, "And being assembled together with them, he, Jesus, commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, 'You have heard from me.' He said, 'For John truly baptized you with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit and of fire not many days from now.'" I just believe that this is prophetic. I just believe that there's something of the Spirit of God upon the statement, "not many days from now." Hey, listen, I know that for many of us, it's been tough. COVID-19 has been tough. It's been, for me personally, it's been tough. The burdens have been greater as I seek to, with my team, work out how to best love and serve and shepherd our church in this season. But I also want to give praise and glory to God that I've actually never been in a more faith-filled place, simply because I've yielded, as it were, the burden to God, and His grace and His peace and faith has come upon me. But I really do believe that there's something on the statement, "not many days from now." So I don't feel to actually elaborate on it right now, except to say to someone, if that phrase means something to you, then the Spirit of God is touching your heart right now. It could be in the area, I'm just thinking right now, in your finances. There's a breakthrough coming for someone in their business. Everything that you've worked hard for is about to come to pass, not many days from now. I'm also thinking of the school student, someone who's just battling depression there. I just have a great sense that not many days from now, things are about to turn around for you. I believe that another reason to celebrate this biblical and historical day of Pentecost is because it reminds us that at the right time, God's promises will come to pass in our lives. And at the right time, I want to say to you out there today that His promises will come to pass in your life. This is my prayer for you. And my prayer for you actually is that you will hold on. That's my prayer, because God is faithful, and He who promised is faithful. And I believe it's raining right now. It's raining. I like that. It's raining, and I believe it's symbolic for someone. If it's symbolic for you, you'll know. If it's not, don't worry. Just keep listening. And I just want to say that God's promises, they will come to pass in your life. In Acts chapter 2, as we begin to close, we had 120 despondent and discouraged believers. And as tough as it was for them to wait, because remember, their Lord, their King, their friend, their teacher, their rabbi had been crucified, not even a couple of months earlier. And he was resurrected, but he's gone again. They don't really know what's going on. But by faith, they're hanging on for dear life and hoping against hope that what Jesus said would come to pass. But of course, we know that the Holy Spirit came. It came upon each one of them and raised up all 120 believers and gave them renewed hope to believe again, to stand up again, to dream again, and to go all in again. And I want to ask you, are you someone out there right now who's just finding it hard to hold on? Are you someone out there right now and are you discouraged in your business? Are you discouraged about what's happened in your life? Are you discouraged about, you know, just because you don't perhaps have every I dotted and every T crossed regarding the future? Can I just say, don't worry. If we had all the facts, then we wouldn't need faith. And you just need enough faith for the next step. But my prayer for you today is this. And that is that in discouraging times, despairing, depressing, and dark moments in life, that you would just hold on. That you would stay connected, number one, to Jesus. And stay connected, number two, to the people that God has called you to. You know, I think that what really moves my heart at the moment is that there are spiritual orphans out there who don't have a spiritual family. Some of them are believers, some of them are non-believers. And both groups are listening to me right now. There's so many spiritual orphans out there. Prodigals who have even run away, as it were, from the goodness of the house that God has called them to. Well, I just pray that at the right time you'll hear the voice of your Heavenly Father calling you back to Jesus, calling you back to the house that you walked away from, whatever that looks like. And that we would all become, that we would all come to our senses and awake again to the call of God. Jesus said in John chapter 8, verses 31 to 32, he said, "If you hold on to my word, to my promises," he goes on to say, "then you are my disciples indeed, and then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." And this same Holy Spirit who touched these 120 disciples' heads with fire, power, and hope is the same Holy Spirit who can touch your head today. For according to Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, and we're going to pray, it says that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Now I want to give someone the opportunity to respond to Jesus. Let's just keep this real simple. If you just know that there's something that's separating you, between you and your relationship with God, it's either sin, it's disobedience, perhaps you're not all in, you're partially in. You got one foot here, one foot there, your head is there, here, and everywhere else. And you just know that you need to repent and come back to Him in humility. Then why don't you just pray this prayer after me? Let's pray right now. Repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I humbly ask that you would forgive me of all my excuses, of all my sins, in Jesus' name. Fill me now with your Holy Spirit and help me to be the man, help me to be the woman I'm destined to be. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thanks for listening to this week's message from Gateway Life Church. For more information, please visit gatewaylifechurch.org.au. God bless and have a great day.